The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 23, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 22nd, 1973, in Bombay, India.
Translation: Yet in this body there is another, a transcendental enjoyer, who is the Lord, the Supreme Proprietor, who exists as the overseer and permitter, and who is known as the Supersoul.
So, there are two Purushas. One Purusha is already explained. Purusha Prakitistha, he. Purusha Prakitistha, he. Bhumte Prakitijan Guna. One Purusha, the living entity, Atma, and another Purusha is Paramatma. Sometimes the Mayavadi philosophers, they do not distinguish between Atma and Paramatma, but here it is distinctly explained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that one Purusha is enjoying the fruits of his activities. Prakitistha being influenced by the quality of the prakriti, material nature. He is sadasat janma jivanishu. He is taking birth in different types and species of life. The another Purusha is there, who is Upadrashta. Upadrashta means is overseer. He is simply seeing how the other Purusha is working. And according to his karma work, he is giving the result. He is the witness. If the living entity Purusha is working piously, then he is getting a different type of body. Janmaisajya Suta Sri, a nice body. Born in rich man's family or brahmana's family, scholar's family, janma, opulence, aishajya, beauty, beautiful body, and very good education. These distinctions are there because the Paramatma Purusha is observing the activities of the Jivatma Purusha. And according to his karma, according to his desire, he is giving a different type of body. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam, another place it is said, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesha Arjuna Tishtha. That Supreme Personality of Godhead as Paramatma, Antarjami, is situated in everyone's heart. Brahman Sarvabhutani Jantra Gurani Maya. And he is directing Maya to give him a particular type of body, and he is moving with that body. Jantra, just like if you get a car, according to the price you can get a car. You can get a Rolls-Royce car, Chevrolet car, Cadillac car, or a Ford car, or Ambassador car, or a Jeep. So as you can pay for it, you get a different type of car, and you can travel. Similarly, according to your karma, good and bad, you are getting a type of body. There are 8,400,000 species of body. You can get one of them and suffer and endure. Tatha dehantara prapti. You have to change your body. Next body you can get a cat's body, a dog's body, a tree's body, or a demigod's body, or a Brahma's body, or Indra's body, Indian body, American body, serpent body, insect body, bird's body, any, there's no guarantee. That will be awarded to you according to your karma. Unfortunately, they do not know it, just like animals. The animals do not know how to get a better body. Asitim chaturam saiva lokhaṁ sthāna jīva jāti. Brahmadvī purusaṁ prāpyam manusyam janma purjāt. This is a statement in the Parmapur. Janma purjāt by illusion. We come to this human form of body, and in this human form of body we have got the chance to develop Krishna consciousness. And if we do not do that, then we are losing the opportunity, missing the opportunity. Next body I shall get according to my karma. But if you become Krishna conscious in this body, in this human form of body, and if you try to understand what is Krishna, then tapta deham punarjarmanaiti, then after giving up this body, you do not accept another material body. This is Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to educate men to become Krishna conscious so that he may not have to accept another material body. So, the other body, which is described here, Paramatma. We are Atma and he is Paramatma. We are Ishvara, he is Parameshvara. We are not Parameshvara. We are Brahma, he is Parabrahma. This Param word is used. But sometimes men with little inner intelligence, they cannot distinguish between Paramatma and Atma, Parameshwara and Ishvara. Here another word is used, Bhokta Maheshwara. We are not Bhokta. We are trying to become bhokta or enjoyer, but we are becoming baffled. It is not possible. We cannot become bhokta. We can become being enjoyed, predominated, not the predominator. It's like one thing is enjoyer and the other is enjoyer. The Supreme Lord is the enjoyer. Bhoktaram jagatamasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. The same word again. Maheshwaram. Mahaishwara. Maha means great. Ishwara means controller. So we can control our few men. But Maheshwara means he controls all living entities. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam. We may be very proud of controlling a factory, a few thousands of workers, but we are not Maheshwara. Maheshwara is Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is in his Paramatma feature, is situated in every body. Paramatma iti cha api upta dehi nasmin, asmin dehi. within this body. It is also discussed that So Paramatma, there are two souls. Khetraga. Khetra, Khetraga. The original question, I think in this chapter. Khetrangam chapi manviddhi sarvadehi subharat. Krishna says that I am also Khetraga. The body is Khetra. And the soul is Khetraga. One who knows about the body. It's like you have got your body, I've got my body. And I know it is my body, you know it is your body. Just like your apartment, your living room. Similarly, there is another partner. That is Krishna, Paramatma. Khetrangam chapi manviddhi. I can take care of my body. I am the owner of this body. But Krishna is the owner of all bodies. Just like the landlord and the tenant. The tenant is the occupier and the landlord is the owner. Similarly, I am the occupier of this body. And Krishna, Paramatma, he is the owner of this body. This is knowledge. I am not the owner of this body. Therefore, Krishna's another name is Rishikesha. Rishik means the senses. We are claiming, this is my hand. But this is not my hand. This is Krishna's hand. The same thing, the tenant may occupy the room, but he is not the owner of the room. Owner is a different person. Similarly, we may occupy this body, or any body, but we are not owner of this body. As soon as we know that I am not owner of this body, I am the occupier of the body, that is knowledge. We are falsely claiming that we are owner of the body. We are not owner of the body. I cannot therefore repair anything if any part of my limb of my body goes wrong. I do not know how to repair it. But Krishna can do it because he is the owner, Rishikesha. Rishikesha. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Vichyat. You have to pay to the owner. Similarly, we have to serve Krishna for occupying this body. That is devotion. Yajñārthe karmannatru lokayam karmabandham. Because and it also explains sarvatopanipadastha. Sarvatopanipadastha means everywhere the Supreme Lord has got his hands and legs. So what is that? How he has got hands and legs? Your hands, my hands, they are hands of Krishna. Therefore it should be used for Krishna, just like your hand, we are claiming this is my hand. This hand is used for my service. Suppose if you want to eat something, you use your hand for eating, but for others eating, you don't use your hand. He uses his own. This is an example. So all these hands and legs belong to Krishna. It should be used for Krishna. That is called bhakti. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Vichyate. If you don't use against the laws of nature. So upadrashta anuvanta. Krishna, the super soul, is anuvanta. Anuvanta means without his permission he cannot do anything. He cannot do anything. Because everything belongs to Krishna. How you can use something without permission? So anuvanta. And upadrashta, just like father and son, little child, he wants to do something and wants permission from the father or the mother. And he gives. In our childhood, I remember that even for going to the privy, I wanted permission of my mother. Can I go? That is nature. That is nature. Mother is not restricting me. Still, I am asking the permission of mother. Can I go? Can I go? I remember it. This is natural. Similarly, we cannot do anything without the permission of the super soul within the heart. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishtya matta smriti jnanam apohanam. Without permission, therefore he is anuvanta. So, when you do something wrong, how Krishna as antarjami, as paramatma, gives permission? This question may be raised, but he gives permission when I do something wrong. Because I cannot do anything without his permission. But he gives me permission. Karanam guru sangasya. That is already explained.
Purusa prakritistahi bhumite prakritijana guna karanam guna sanga asya sadasa janma jorishu.
He can give you permission, but the enjoyment and suffering will have to be taken by you. You insist permission. I want to do this. And without permission you cannot do it. Therefore, Krishna gives you permission, all right, you do it. But at your risk. Krishna does not want that you should do it, but you want to do it, therefore he gives permission. He wants sarva-dharmān parityajya māme kam sarva. That is his demand. But your demand is different. That I shall not surrender, sir. I want to do this. All right, you do it at your own risk. But if you follow the instruction of Krishna, then he takes charge of you. Aham tvā sarva pāpe bhava kaiṣa. So you do pāpa or puṇya, you enjoy the effect. But when you follow the instruction of Krishna, there is no such pāpa or puṇya. It is transcendental. Brahma, that is called Brahma. And above the gunas, sagunān samatitta itān brahma bhūyāya kalpita. Māncabhyāni-cārini bhakti yogi na jāsevati. Krishna says, anyone who is engaged in rendering service unto me, bhakti yogi na, sagunān samatitta itān brahma bhūyāya kalpita. He is not affected by the activities. He is immune from the result of all activities. Many places it is said, yajñārtha karma natra lūpayam karma bandhanam. If you want to do for your satisfaction, Krishna will give you permission. But you will have to enjoy or suffer the effects. Karmana adaiva netrena. It is very simple. So therefore Krishna is called Anubandha, giving permission. Yes,
you can take. You can do it.
Anubandha upadrashta. And so far our activities are concerned, this is also explained in the Upanishad that there are two birds in this tree body. One is observing and another is enjoying. So the observing bird is the Paramatma, Krishna. He is upadrashta. He is simply seeing your activities, how you are doing, and giving the effect. And anubandha. He does not want it. What you are doing now, Krishna does not want it. But because you want it persistently to do it, so he needs permission. Because without his permission, you cannot do. This is the condition.
Upadrashta anubandha.
Bhakta, he is the maintainer. He cannot get anything without his mercy. There may be ample supply of necessities of life by the grace of Krishna, and there may be scarcity. So, they are now complaining about overpopulation. There is no question of overpopulation. Krishna is quite competent, able to maintain everyone. But as you become godless, as you become disobedient to the laws of God, there will be restriction. You cannot have full supply of necessities of life. That time has already come. All these rascals, godless rascals, they are now suffering. The only remedy is to become devotee. He is bhakta. He can maintain many millions. There is no question of overpopulation. He can maintain bhakta. But nature will not supply. Nature will restrict supply if you become godless. Therefore nature is very strong, strict. Daivijje sa gunami mamo maya durataya. Realistic supply. So in this Kali Yuga, people are degrading and their supply also will be reduced. There will be no supply of milk, there will be no supply of sugar. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There will be no supply of rice, no supply of wheat. Now you can get black market, white market, but time is coming when there will be no supply. Completely. You'll be forced to eat this beef. Now it is opening beef shop, big shop. This time has already come gradually and it will be increasing. Unless you take to Krishna consciousness, kittanādeva krishnasya mukta saṅgam param paraye kalau dosanidhi rājan asti dhīka mahān. This Kali Yuga is suffering. So, you cannot get comfortable life in this Kali Yuga being godless. Because Kali Yuga means godless. Mandasa manda matoyu. Manda bhagya jubhaduta. So therefore, everyone should take to Krishna consciousness to save himself from the onslaught of Kali Yuga, which will increase day by day. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm